Okay, we're in Hilchos Yom Tov, Tav Kuf Chaf Dalet. Kama Devarim Asurim B'Yom Tov. Couple of random things, few random things that are Asur on Yom Tov. Again, most of this is just a repeat, Chazara from Hilchos Shabbos. So Aleph. Ein Olin Agav Ilan. We don't climb up a tree. That's Asur Darabanan. V'la Rochavin Agav Behema. We don't ride animals. V'la Shatin Al Pnei Hamayim. And we don't ride on oceans, lakes, on boats. Rafts. We'll call rafts or swimming. So these are Yisur Darabanan, all cases, because you might come to break a branch or a vine or something. so those are the issues. Okay? V'lo Mesapkin lahakot kaf al yarech, and we don't clap our hands on our hips. Velo tapkin lahakot kaf al kaf, clapping our hands, one on palm on palm. Velo maraktin, and not dancing. So all these things are, right, because you might come to fix the kli, fix the utensil, musical instrument. Velo danin, we don't make judgments. The next few are for based on Mekach u'Memkar. V'lo mekachin, we don't do the nesuin part of fully getting married. V'lo kontzin, we don't even start off with erusin, getting engaged. V'lo miyagmin,
the opposite.
Oh yeah, you're right. Thank you. Kachin is erusin and kontzin is nesuin, of course. Kenisa lechopa. V'lo miyagmin, and we don't do yibum. V'lo megarshin, and we don't do get divorced. V'lacholtzim, we don't do chalitza, right? It's like the divorce part of a yibum. V'la makdishin, we don't consecrate anything to hektish. V'la machrimin, we don't consecrate anything like gavoa to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'la mafrishin truma u'masros, we don't do hafreshes of trumas and masros. Also, we don't do Hafreshes Chala, all these things are based on Tikkun Mana, the last couple, last few. Agav v'din pidyon ha-ben, kidinu b'Shabbos kachdinu b'Yom Tov. By pidyon ha-ben, halacha of Shabbos is the same for Yom Tov, that it's Aser of doing Mekach u'Memkar. Okay, the Ramada says, points out, take a look in Simon Shin Lametet, Yiftalad, that anything that you've done, b'di'evid, it still works. All these dinim, if you do any of these kind of maisim, kinyanim, whatever, hafrashas, they all work b'diavad. Okay. Bet. Shchiv mira, the takifle alma tuva, person who's deathly ill, very sick, and he knows he's about to die, or very likely about to die. He's on his deathbed. And he's... Shari lagari shafilo b'shabas. You're allowed to do gerushin afilu on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's assuming it was written before. You can't do an issa deraisa, so you were assuming it was written beforehand. Obviously, it has to be l'shem. Everyone has to be written with proper kavana for who it's for. It was written before, but you can hand it over on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's really important. Shelo tipul yubam, because you want to avoid having your wife being stuck with the yubam issue. Right, unless you want her to be, so that's whatever the situation is. But you're allowed to. Tav kuf chaf hey. Din halva b'yom tov. Can you do a halva on Yom Tov? So we basically learned you go to a store if you need to, and you take food if you need to, and we know that basically it's a halva. You're borrowing the food and you owe him the money. So Aleph, halva b'yom tov. So the issue that's brought up over here is, can you be, when a person does this, and then after the fact, we all know what he did, and then he decides, you know what, I'm not going to pay you. Take me to Beis Din if you want. Alright, really sad. That's how some people are. I'm sure we've all encountered them. Halvas, Yom Tov, Nitna, Litava, Bedin. So the halach is clear in Shulchan Aruch that you are allowed to take him to a Beis Din. There happens to be an opinion that says, of course, it's in the Gemara, there's an opinion there that says, Of course, he's chayev to pay you, and he's 100% chayev to pay, there's no question about it, but you can't take him to Beis Din. Because it's like a takana or gzera, if you allow him to go to Beis Din, he might write down what you're giving him in order to, and writing is aser. So there is such an opinion. We don't hold to that opinion. The opinion, you are allowed to take him to Beis Din, no problem. Okay. And then just like Shabbos in here, the halacha is, that's what the Ayin Simon Shin Zayin is, when you take it from him, you should not say a lashon of halva. You should use, just say, let me have it, give it to me, and then you'll pay him back afterwards. But you shouldn't use a lashon of I'm taking a loan. Okay. Base. Gabay tzedaka. Govi mechatzeros biyomtov. So gabay tzedaka, right? He collects money. He goes around and collects food from the rich and give to the poor. He does that all week. That's no problem. You'll have to do that on Yom Tov as well. Aval, what's a little different about Yom Tov? Lo yachrizu kederach shemachrizin bechol. You shouldn't make a big public announcement on a loudspeaker saying, I'm coming around to collect if you have any for those who need. You do it quietly, govim betzina, you do it quietly, venotin mutochekam, and you carry the food in a bag or underneath your clothing, your coat, umachalkim lakol shchuna shchuna bifnei atzma, and you go into each neighborhood or each neighbor, quietly, so it's more discreet. But it's not appropriate to be doing this on Yom Tov. Okay. Alright, you're allowed to be machrizin for Dvar Mitzvah, but whenever you can, like in this case, you don't have to, so therefore don't. You do it quietly. Tav Kof Chavav. Okay, Din Meis Be Yom Tov. Let's learn a little bit about if a person passes away on Yom Tov. So Aleph. So now a person passes away, and it's on you, on the krovim to bury him, or whoever it's on. Im hu biyom tov rishon. So if the person, you're able to bury him, you're physically, he just died or whatever, just before Yom Tov, or on Yom Tov rishon, and you're able now to physically bury him. However, lo yitasku bo Yisrael. A Jew is not allowed to do any malacha daraisa to bury him. Because it's a malacha daraisa, it's an issa daraisa, it's a lav on Yom Tov, and therefore you can't. Afilu yasriach, even if it's going to cost you a few days and the body is going to start to smell and decompose. V'efshar ba'amin, in a case where you don't, even if you don't have, if there's a case where there's not a non-Jew to help you out, it's either you or nobody, you can't do it. It's Yom Tov Rishon, it's Aser. Aval itasku bo amimin afilu mit bo bayom. But what should you do? Chatchila, you should bury him even on the first day Yom Tov, and just have, but you get a non-Jew to do it for you. Afilu im yecholim mahashoto ad lamachar shelo yestria. Even if it's not going to smell, it's not hot outside, it's just an extra day, and you're not worried about that, it's better to take care of it and bury him the same day with a non-Jew. Let me just point out that Lamaisa nowadays, kimat, we never bury anyone on Yom Tov. In most circles, in most situations, it's never done. Not on a first day, not on a second day. Because nowadays, numerous posts can mention it, it is what it is. That nowadays we have refrigeration, air conditioning, refrigeration, and therefore we're not as worried. And also, it's not kavod hamet usually to bury him on a Yom Tov when no one's going to show up. Everyone nowadays, we don't, not everyone lives within a few blocks of each other with the Beit HaKavarot in the middle of the city, or at the edge of the city rather. But so it's, people can't come unless it's on a day that they can drive. So Lamaisa, it's rarely done. On rare occasions, it is done. Just depends on the situation and the kihila. But that's the general. Okay? So let's go on. What we're discussing now, that a non-Jew does it for you on Yom Tov, and not a Jew, right? This is if it's going to be buried on Yom Tov Rishon, which is usually not the case nowadays. But if it is, so the non-Jew takes care of digging up the grave. If you have an Aron already, use an Aron. That's in the Chutz La'aretz. Otherwise, he's allowed a non-Jew is allowed to build one or finish making it. Same thing with the tachrichin. Usually, you have nowadays you have them ready, but even if not, they can finish making them. Aval v'tachrichin, right? Tachrichin. So that's for the non-Jew to take care of. That's for the, yeah, right. Aval, but what about things that are just an iser derabanan? And it's more covered for the mate if a Jew takes care of it, the Chavra Kadisha, or family takes care of it versus a stranger, or versus a non-Jew. So then, so we're talking about Yisuri Derabanan. So then, Avala Halbisho, to dress him, change his clothing, take off his clothing, and put on Tachrichin, Ulechamim lo Mayim letaro, to heat up water. That's Yom Tov, right? So Yom Tov, you're allowed to heat up water, Letzarech. So this is Letzarech. Even if it's not Ochal Nefesh, it's Letzarech. Ulehotzio, even to take him out, even to in Rosh Hasarabim, it'll be okay. This is for the not outside the tchum, but this is within the tchum. Okay, ulesumo bekever, and to put him in a kever, mutar al yidei Yisrael, to put him down. Even though it's muksa, you're allowed to put him down for the purpose of let's okay. For kavod amit and we're burying him, right, which is only nisa derabanan and of maksa. Let's see. Now we're going to discuss this when we get later on in the siman. What happens if you have a child that was born but never had a bris milah? So then, in a case when, so then here the so shehu should take care of it. In a case where you're allowed to, where you're allowed to. You have a child who's more than 30 days, everyone agrees. Less than 30 days, it's a machlokas. But bottom, let's say you have a child you're gonna, who didn't have a bris milah, you're going to do it for him. That's the minhag. We do it with a stone or a reed or wood. And so, should it be done by a Jew or non-Jew? It just seems to be an issue of muksa. So, the Chochmas Adam and Aruch HaShulchan says yes. I believe there's no chabura by a dead body. That's what we're doing it on. But the Chasam Sofer says it's better to do it al yidei a non-Jew. Happens to be the mish.
Breast through a non-Jew is breast.
Well, it's not a real breast anyway. Everyone says it's not a real breast. The baby's dead already. So all the halachos don't apply by a breast. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out there are some poskim that all these things that are done derabanan, it's better to have also a non-Jew to do it. Once a non-Jew is already doing Yisur Deraita, let him finish and do Yisur Derabanan, so a Jew is not doing it. And he says, so the Shulchan Aruch says, no, better to have a Jew do it. The Radbaz says, better to have a non-Jew do it. And the Mishnah Berurah says, you can follow either opinion. There's no right and wrong. Okay? Interesting case. What happens? Can you take this brings back from Hilchos Shabbos and Muksa. Let's say you have we learned. Let's say you have a dead body, and it's in a house where there's a fire, or it's the body's in the sun, and you want to bring it into the shade so it doesn't decompose and smell and more air bloated, all these bad things. So what do you do? So we learned in Hilchos Shabbos what. Exactly. Kikar, you put a loaf of bread or a baby on top of the dead body, and now you can carry because it's tiltal, it's sad, and it's mutter. So that you're allowed to do. Hitiru, even though you're moving, you're actually moving the dead body. Some say even by clothing you're allowed to hold it by the clothing, that might also be considered. But anyway, so in that case, we say you're allowed to because there's a huge need. We don't want it to be more putrid and to smell, or we don't want it to burn in the fire. So that's for sure mutter. Now, so that's straight Shulchan Aruch, no questions. What happens? Can you take, now there's a minhag in the home, love dafka in the home, but there's a minhag, you have a dead body, the person passes away on a bed. So the minhag is, you leave it for 20 or 30 minutes, after you're sure it's dead, and then you take the body and you take off the clothing and you bring it to the floor and cover it with a sheet. So when you take it from the bed to the floor, can you do that on Yom Tov? You're not burying the body today, so it's not part of the Tzarech HaKvura. You're just doing it to lower it. So a few reasons why we do that: to start the process of bringing it closer to the ground, One of the main reasons is it's warmer on the bed with the sheets than a cold floor without all the clothing and all the sheets. So that's another reason to do it. Also, some say it's Ma'ara Rachamim. Anyway, so a few reasons why for that minhag. So we bring it on the floor. Can you do that on Yom Tov? It's Muksa. So it happens to be a Machloket. The Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, mentions both opinions in the Beis Yosef, and then in the Shulchan Aruch over here, he doesn't discuss it at all. So that's a question of Shlomo Zalman also punts and leaves it as a tzarachion. But many say it's mutter. I think most poskim say it's mutter. The Gesher Achaim says so, Kafachaim, Aruch HaShulchan, and Kikar V'Tinuk. All of them who say it's mutter, though, it's only, of course, right? It's only with Kikar V'Tinuk. It's less necessary than a fire. And for a fire, everyone agrees you're allowed to. But it has to be with a Kikar V'Tinuk. Here, you're just taking it from the bed to the floor. It's really just a minhag. There's no obligation. And again, it depends on if it's hot and not hot and whatever variables, how important it is. But basically, it's just a minhag to bring it to the floor. So here, the Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter on Shabbos or Yom Tov to bring it to the floor. But yes, with Kikar and Tinak. However, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it there, so it's mashma from the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah that it would not be allowed. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Aleph. Here he says Beferish is mutter. It's not the exact same case over there, but it sounds like it's a problem. And that is also the Psak of the Shevet Alevi and the Chachmas Adam, is you don't do this on Shabbos. So two major opinions among the Rishonim and the Achronim. Hard to go wrong, but whatever, follow your custom Psak, but both are valid. Okay. Let's see. Sorry for that tangent. And yeah. This could have been mentioned before, but here we're talking about the mate. Can you light candles on Havara? Can you light candles? There's a minhag, you light a candle right by the dead body. Some people just light one candle until they bury it. Some light maybe 26 all the way around. But let's say the one candle, the kavod a mace, or yahrzeit candles, can you light that on Yom Tov? So most poskim say you are allowed to, if you're doing Eish Me'eish, because it's not called a light, an air of batala, it has actually a purpose. It's for the kavod of the mate. That's mentioned in Shemira Shavuz Kilchasa, Shobaz Zaman, and Chazan Ovadia, and others. They say it's mutter. That is called Letzarech. Not Letzarech, but it is for the kavod. Okay. Bet. Make the Yom Tov Rishon. No.
I skipped the
Haga. Sorry. Haga. V'tov li zahir letaro ayidei kash o agab or. Now when you're doing the Tara, there's water involved, you're cleaning it. So it's better to do it on a substance that's not going to have issues of Schita, or I think that's the main issue, maybe Kibbutz, but whatever the issue is, I think Schita is the main issue, so it's better to avoid that. Shaloya Voli Dei, and our mom so said it's because of Schita. Okay. Base. Mate B'Yom Tov Rishon. Now, if the person dies on the first day of Yom Tov, so you have an option. You can bury him today or wait. So, Asur lahalino ad yom sheni kedei sheitasku bo Yisrael. Because the halacha is, for a Jew, on the Yom Tov Rishon, it's an issur deraisa to do all these things of burial, so you're not allowed to. Right? You're digging up the body, you're putting them in, you're covering them up. All these things are asur. But on the Yom Tov Sheni, the halacha is Yom Tov Sheni Lagabe Meis is Kechol Lekol Davar. Kimat Lekol Davar, not everything, but most. So based on Yom Tov Sheni, you're allowed to take, a Jew is allowed to do everything. So you might think, now, you have a choice. You can bury him today through non-Jews, or you can bury him through Jews tomorrow on Yom Tov Sheni, that's Mechutz La'aretz, or Rosh Hashanah. So the halacha is, if you're going to, if you're going to push it, you might be allowed to push it off, like we said, refrigeration, kavod ha'meis. There are reasons to push it off, but this is not one of them. If your cheshbon is because, oh, tomorrow and a Jew can do the actual burial, he says that's wrong. It's an isser of halanas ha'meis. and therefore you should bury him through Amamin the same day. That takes precedence.
But if you wait 2 days and then people can come to the Kavod, then we do allow it? What's the logic there?
Yeah, it's more Kavod Ames. It's not a huge Kavod Ames difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. You do what's better for the Jew who needs to get buried. Good question. Gimel. B'Shabbos of Yom Kippurim, on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, loyit asku bo klal, afilo ayidei amamin. Nobody can bury him, afilo amamin, afilo otziu, ayidei manicho bekuch, perish b'chafira, asuya me'etmo. Even just to lay him, let's say the non-Jews or whatever, somebody dug the hole before Shabbos, before Yom Kippur, then you don't even lay him down on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It's not a kavod ameit. And okay, it's better for a kavod ameit that no one gets involved on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, Dalet. Yom Tov Sheni, we mentioned on the second day Yom Tov, Itasku bo Yisrael, afilu biyom sheni shal Rosh Hashanah. Now, this is one of the times of Rosh, the second day Rosh Hashanah is just like Yom Tov Sheni of Chutz La'aretz. Often we say it's Yom Arichta and it has extra chumras. So for this, again, Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah is Darabanan. That is what it is. Even though there's a chumra of Yom Arichta, but really it's the second day. And so for Kavod Ames, we say it's exact. There's no difference, and it's like chol kodavar. It's like a weekday. You're allowed to do everything, even a few loyishtai. Even if not a case where it's been like multiple days, when the body first dies, it doesn't start to smell and decompose so much right away. It's gradual, and it might even be exponential. I'm not sure, but the point is, the more you wait, the more of a hurry you're in. So, but even if it just died and you're not worried about it, it's cool still. The second day, we bury it right away. Afilu lachtach lo hadas mi'amechubar. Now, once it's a yom, and once we're talking about Yom Tov Sheni, even if it's Rosh Hashanah, it's only midarabanan. Once a Jew is allowed to bury him, you're allowed to do everything. Even just a minhag, you're allowed to, now it's Yom Tov Sheni, it's Yom Tov, but it's Yom Tov Sheni. So since you're allowed to do the kavura, you're allowed to go take hadasim and cut them from the tree, and put it by the bed, on the bed of the niftar, because that is kavod ameit. So you're allowed to do things that are mamish in Isra Malacha, right? But it's Yom Tov Sheni, it's Darabban, so therefore it's Darabbanan, even if it's only for kavod and you don't really have to do it. So we'll see that that's how some people prove you're allowed to do it even for the minhag of removing a bris mila. That's also it's for the kavod. It's takanas poshim. We'll get into that. But it's for the niftar. It's machubad for him. If a baby goes into bris shemaim without a bris mila, he feels less. It's easier to get in. Perhaps I don't know. Different opinions. So anyways, so therefore v'lasos lo tachrichim. And so a Jew himself can do everything on Yom Tov Sheni, even on the second day Rosh Hashanah, like tachrichim, the clothing. The aron, making the aron, the coffin. The lachts of lo kever, to dig the burial plot. Chameim lo maim letaro, and to heat up hot water. Ligzos lo searo, and to cut his nails. Vim aim ba oto ha'i, what? Searo. Oh my gosh. To cut his hair, thank you. Anything that you need to do is mutter. Whatever you need to do. Vim aim ba oto ha'ir, mekom kivarot li Yisrael. Now, what if there's no place where you are to bury him? Okay, no problem. Molichin utoli yeracher. So then you take him to another city. Sheyesh bashkunat kvaras afilu chutz etchum. Even outside the tchum, if that's where it is, then that's where it is. Umaskirin lo sfin alichum imakum lakum. And if you need to, you rent someone to take you on a boat. The Yom Tov Sheni lagabe meis kechol shavi or rabanan. As it's Yom Tov Sheni and it's like chol. Mishnah Berurah says there's a case where a guy meis at tzava, that he says, I want to be buried, you know, at a specific burial plot, a burial cemetery. But that place is outside the tchum, and you have one right side inside the tchum. So he says you have two choices. You do it in the tchum, or you wait till after Yom Tov, which is what you can do to fulfill his tzava. But you don't do a fulfill a tzava to go against the din, because you have a burial based cemetery right where you are. So you don't do extra that you don't need to do. All right? All right, whatever. Detail. Anyways, these cases don't usually come up because it's Yom Tov. We don't really generally do it. Afilu Afshar B'Almi Yitasku by yourself. Even if you could do it through non-Jews, you do it with a Jew. Haga. Aval Be'Ashkenazim. Elu Einu Hagin Kein. But anyways, in Minag Ashkenaz, we don't. This is not our minhag that we do it through a Jew. Ela kohecha de efshar amin osin kever amin tachin aydei amin. But if it's Yom Tov, you always try and get a non-Jew to do all these yisurei, at least yisurei deraita. Ushar dvarim osin yisrael kumo b'yom tov rishon. But the other things that are just the rabbanans, then you do with the yisrael like on Yom Tov rishon. Avaim lo efshar amin mutal esel koi de yisrael. But if there are no non-Jews, then since that's the din, a Jew can do it on Yom Tov sheni as well. Now, you're allowed to do everything you need to do, and then stop. Chutz min akipa shabonim al kever sheim bonim oto biyom tov. So you're haga, but aval mutal chosav afar kadarko bechol. Udelok yesh machmirin ken yireli. Finish covering up the kever 100%. Even if the minag is to make a little bit of a mound afterwards, that's fine. Do what's normal, but you can't start bigging this huge mound or bigging a hole. Structure on top of it, because that's unnecessary. The body's already done, so that you'll do after Yom Tov. This is when if you want to bury it on the same day. But let's say nowadays you want to just wait and push it off until after Yom Tov. So then, then you don't do anything. If you're not burying him now, then there's nothing you're allowed to do. Even Yisuri Darabanan, even with a non-Jew. Aval tiltul mutter. But just to do tiltul, muksa things, when it's necessary, you're allowed to do ayde kikar v'tinok, which we discussed.